This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. The president of Western Illinois University says it's time to put apprehension behind and move forward with enthusiasm and optimism. Dr. Jack Thomas made the remark during his State of the University speech held just a few days before the new school year begins. Public colleges in Illinois were left hanging during the two-year state budget impasse when the state provided little money to them. And even though the state now has a budget, Western is still taking a hit. It will receive 10% less state money than it did before the budget impasse began. Nonetheless, during his speech, President Thomas said the school's future is bright.
The sun is rising on Western Illinois University. We have weathered some difficult days, but through the midst of it all, we have created a solid foundation for future success.
Thomas said Western can achieve future success by meeting certain goals. They include stabilizing enrollment at around 10,000, supporting new and expanded academic programs, including online courses, and remaining conservative with finances. After the speech, Thomas took questions from reporters.
What would you say the state of the university is then? I mean, Phil, the state of the university is what?
Well, we came together this morning for the State of the University address so that we could paint the picture for the entire university. We had faculty, staff, administrators, and all people who worked here at the university. And those who couldn't be here, we had it streamlined so that they could see it on their computers, because we wanted everybody to hear one message and to know that where we are, the funding that we have received thus far, and the plans that we have for the future. I talked about five goals in addition to what the provost talked about in her address, and being more specific. So those are the things that we want to do to move our university forward.
Fill in the blank. The state of the university is it solid, it's good, it's great, it's okay?
I would say right now it's okay. Because we have gotten funding from the state, and we can start doing some planning, and we can start moving forward with some of the goals that we have planned for the university.
The university assembly drew more than 1,000 people. Tri-State's Public Radio's Emily Boyer talked to a few of them to get their thoughts.
Most of the people we heard from said now that Western is on more solid financial footing, they feel optimistic about the school's future.
Tracy Davis. I'm a professor, and I direct the College Student Personnel Program at Western. I guess I would describe the state of this university as moving in a really good direction. You know, I'm pretty critical. If I thought that the administration was heading us in a bad direction, I'd be pretty honest about that. I don't pull punches when it comes to the quality of students' experience and the quality of learning. I genuinely believe that our president and the administration has put us in a terrific position to continue to serve the state and serve the students.
Ginny Boynton, professor of history at WIU. I would say the university is holding strong, but under fire. So we have to hang tough and keep working at it, but it's not always made easy by our leaders in state government who don't provide a predictable budget environment for us to live in. So we do our best with what they give us.
Bill Thompson, I'm the president of the WIU chapter of UPI. I see the university right now. We are, I hope, at the beginning of the end of the bad times that we've just been through. I do hope that the sun is rising. I look forward, as I think we all do, to teaching the students. I look forward to learning just how the university intends to position itself for future students. And I think that's kind of how I see the university right now, that phrase, looking forward. I think we're all looking forward. We would rather not look backward, and I hope that the university will be able to go forward and support students, faculty, staff, everybody in everybody's journey forward.
Most Western faculty we spoke with agreed that the biggest challenge facing the university is maintaining and growing student enrollment. But they said after 2 years of financial uncertainty, overall things feel as if they're getting back on track. I'm Emily Boyer, Tri-State's Public Radio News.